คุณกำลังอยู่กับ SBS ไทย
คุณกำลังรับฟังพอดคาสต์ SBS Learn English sbs.com.au/learnenglishสวัสดีค่ะคุณกำลังรับฟัง SBS Learn English ค่ะในตอนนี้เป็นตอนที่52เราจะมาเรียนรู้เกี่ยวกับการเล่าถึงความหลังความทรงจำที่ทั้งหอมหวานและขมขื่นเรามีศัพท์สำนวนมากมายที่คุณสามารถนำไปใช้ได้ค่ะติดตามรับฟังกันเลยนะคะ
Learning English helps me talk about nostalgia.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hello, I'm Josipa and it's great to be back. I really missed you all, but I had an amazing holiday with my family. And to be completely honest, coming backI felt sad because I had such a good time with my family and I already missed those moments. Now, I like my life in Australia a lot, but I often remember and miss good moments from the past. This feeling is called nostalgia. Nostalgia makes you wish you could go back to those happy moments from the past, even though you like the life you're living now. Do you often feel like that?If you do, stick around, because in this episode, we are practicing how to express nostalgia, or we could say, how to express our nostalgic feelings. By the way, to stick around means to stay. It's like saying, don't go anywhere, because now our friends, Alan and Claire, are in a little coffee shop. And guess what they're talking about?
I was cleaning out the garage today and found an old photo of us when we were young. It really brought back some memories.
Let me see. Oh my, what a blast from the past.
I miss those days. Life was so simple back then, wasn't it?
It really was. I wish we could go back and relive some of those moments.
Me too, Claire. Those were some of the best times of my life, but at least we have the memories to cherish.
You're right. Those memories are priceless. Time really flew by, didn't it?
You know what I find interesting about nostalgia? It's such a bittersweet feeling, isn't it? When we say something is bittersweet, we mean it's both happy and a bit sad at the same time. Nostalgia often feels this way because it makes us think aboutnice memories that make us happy. But it also reminds us that those times are gone, which can make us feel a little sad. So it's like having both happy and sad feelings all at once. Now let's look more closely at some phrases we can use to express nostalgia. While cleaning his garage, Alan found old photos of him and Claire. So he said...
It really brought back some memories.
We all know that memories help us to remember the past, people we have met, and the places we have been to. We say that something brought back memories when it makes us remember things from the past. For example, at my mom's house, I found my old diary.Looking at my old writing immediately brought back memories of people and places and some old boyfriends that I hadn't thought about for a long, long time. If that memory also surprises and excites us, we could say,
What a blast from the past!
The phrase, what a blast from the past, means that something from a long time ago,has unexpectedly come back into our thoughts or into the present. It's like a happy surprise and we are saying, wow, I haven't thought about this in a while, but it's great to see or remember it again.
I miss those days. Life was so simple back then, wasn't it?
Alan expressed so many emotions with these simple two phrases. I miss those days.Life was so simple back then. is like saying he wishes he could go back to those times. He remembers them as simpler and easier times, and so we could say he remembers them with fondness. Fondness is the feeling of liking and feeling warmly about something or someone. It's a nice, friendly feeling. Claire also remembered the good old days with fondness when she said,
I wish we could go back and relive some of those moments.
Me too, Claire. Those were some of the best times of my life, but at least we have the memories to cherish.
Those were some of the best times of my life. This is a phrase we all can use when talking about the moments we remember with the most happiness and fondness. Basically, when we talk about good old days. Alan also said,
at least we have the memories to cherish.
Alan is saying that even though good times are over and he can't go back to them, he can still feel happy remembering and thinking about those moments. For example, I could say that I cherish the moments I spent with my 4-year-old niece, especially since she's growing so fast and I won't see her again until I go back to Croatia. So, cherishing memories is keeping the happy feelings we have about those memories alive in our minds.
You're right. Those memories are priceless. Time really flew by, didn't it?
These memories are priceless because they're so valuable and special that you can't even put a value or a price on them. It's like saying they're incredibly important and can bring you a lot of happiness.
Time really flew by, didn't it?
We can use this phrase when we want to express that time has passed quickly. It's like saying, wow, it feels like it was just yesterday, but a lot of time has already gone by. Well, time flies quickly when you are having fun, which is how I'm sure you're feeling right now listening to this lesson. How about we listen to Claire and Alan once again, and then we'll take a little learning break.
I was cleaning out the garage today and found an old photo of us when we were young. It really brought back some memories.
Let me see. Oh my, what a blast from the past.
I miss those days. Life was so simple back then, wasn't it?
It really was. I wish we could go back and relive some of those moments.
Me too, Claire. Those were some of the best times of my life, but at least we have the memories to cherish.
You're right. Those memories are priceless. Time really flew by, didn't it?
I'm excited to have my lovely friend and talented poet with us today. By the way, poet is someone who writes poetry. And my friend Vrishali writes beautiful poetry in Hindi language. Her words make me feel things even when I don't understand everything she says. Hi, Vrishali. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Yosubal.
Tell me, how does nostalgia inspire your poetry?
So how we all, you know, like migrants come here and settle from our native places. And there are things that you miss and bring that they bring back memories. For example, you know, I used to do my master's in Delhi and I had a huge bunch of friends there. And when I first came here, I did not have any friends or very few people that I could call acquaintance. And I would see a big bunch of people having fun and it would be like a blast from the past that, oh my God, this is what I used to do. And I would think of something, it would emotionally hit and I would feel like writing. Writing has always been very important for me.
So besides your time in college, is there any other time in your past that you really miss and that shows in your poems?
My time with my dad. Growing up, he was like my friend, you know, and we used to race, especially down the ramps. If there was a ramp, we would definitely race down and he would let me win. Although not for the lack of trying. So that time with my dad, when I used to hold his hand and be around and observe his hands just all the time, because I was little, you know, I was just his hand level. So all I could see was his hand. So I remember that too much. And that kind of inspired me to write something.
Awesome. You promised you will share some poetry with us.
Yeah, and it's around his hands only. झुर्रियां सी दिखने लगी हैं कुछ इन हाथों पर, झुर्रियां सी दिखने लगी हैं कुछ इन हाथों पर, जैसे वक्त ने झुलसा दिए हो कई इम्तिहानों में, पर नरमाहट नहीं खोने पाई है अब तक, वैसी ही है जैसे याद है मेरे बचपन की, आग पी गए हूँ सारी और संजोली हो जो गर्माहट, आग पी गए हूँ सारी और संजोली हो जो गर्माहट, ऐसी ही है मेरे पिता की कंबल सी हथेलियां.
Sounds beautiful. Can you give me a hint? What did you say? Yeah. What you just said?
So the first line actually speaks to the fact that my father's hands are now wrinkled, and it doesn't feel as if it. These are the wrinkles. Actually, these are the burn marks left behind by time and the tests of time. But even when you see all those wrinkles and you go ahead and hold them, they feel. You feel the same softness as you could in your childhood, and it feels as if all the heat and the burns that time could bring to us, he's absorbed them and turned them to warmth, like a heavy blanket enveloping us and protecting us.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you, Vrishali. I really love your work. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Josipa. Have a good one.
It's time for practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What is nostalgia?
Nostalgia or nostalgic feeling is when we miss good moments from the past.
If something is bittersweet, it is...
When we say something is bittersweet, we mean it is both happy and a bit sad at the same time.
Let's now practice by repeating after Alan and Claire.
This really brought back some memories.
What a blast from the past.
I miss those days.
Life was so simple back then, wasn't it?
Those were some of the best times of my life.
Those memories are priceless.
On our website, you can find more phrases and practice your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. You can also find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Please get in touch. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
SBS Learn English helps Australians to speak, understand, and connect.
ที่ผ่านไปคือพอดคาสต์ SBS Learn English ค่ะฟังตอนอื่นๆในพอดคาสต์นี้ได้ที่ sbs.com.au/learnenglish หรือฟังเรื่องราวอื่นๆที่น่าสนใจของ SBS ไทยได้ที่เว็บไซต์ sbs.com.au/thai ค่ะ
กดไลค์แชร์และแสดงความเห็นไป follow SBS ไทยทาง Facebook